Look, it was very, very conservative. We had a very conservative government that was run by venal and corrupt politicians, and it was this veneer of respectability, and underneath it was a whole lot of police corruption, abuse of power, and women had no voice at all in their community. They were just expected to be obedient housewives and daughters. And underneath that, some really awful things were going on. And what Bert was able to do was to collect the evidence about how women were being brutalised by these awful abortion laws, which said, you know, a doctor who does an abortion goes to jail for 15 years. And he was able to identify the evidence about how the bad consequences of that, and force this government, he had to drag it kicking and screaming, into an inquiry. And the inquiry found, and that was in 1969, and the inquiry found that, yes, doctors were paying police for protection from prosecution, the very same police whose job it was to arrest them, and that there was an extensive and widespread abortion that wasn't readily available to women, but they had to find their way there, and that it was very scary and very dangerous, and a lot of women died. And that was the first time that as a community we had to face this knowledge about what was really going on.
How many women lost their life in these procedures?
Oh, Andrew, we actually don't know, but we do know that the major women's hospital at the time, the Royal Women's Hospital, was sending one woman a week down to the morgue. They had a 30-bed ward that was there for women who had backyard abortions, and it was full of women who had septicemia, blood poisoning, gas gangrene. They were terribly sick, and at least one a week died. But we also know that the doctors and the backyard abortionists all had body disposal mechanisms, because women died on the table, or they hemorrhaged, or they couldn't just ring an ambulance because it was illegal. So they'd dump their bodies in the bay, or they'd bury them in the Sherbrooke Forest, or they'd put two bodies into the same coffin, and you know, they'd find a having that relationship with an undertaker. We don't know. We do know that in the 30s and 40s it was the second most common cause of death for women. That's on the record. But we also know that lots of women who died from abortion either just disappeared, or they died from things that were recorded on the medical certificate as kidney failure, heart failure, pneumonia, septicemia. And this happened to our mothers and our grandmothers.
What sort of risks did Bert have to take?
Oh, it was pretty scary, Andrew, because we were up against, well, we didn't even know what we were up against until we collided with it. We were up against an illegal abortion network that included backyard abortionists as well as doctors. We were up against corrupt police, and we were up against a corrupt government, or some parts of the government. And he ended up bankrupt. The taxation department bankrupted him for $1,500 debt. Now, he was a doctor. Do you think $1,500 was hard to find? No, but that was a completely political act. His landlady withdrew the lease on his practice because she was Catholic, and the Bishop of Sale, which is a country town in Victoria, told her to do that. The taxation office seized all his professional equipment. The creditors came in and took his car and the land that he had down by the seaside that he absolutely cherished. People shot at us. People tried to interfere, tamper with our car, and in fact on one occasion did, cut the brake linings to the car. And his sister's house was firebombed when he was staying there because he had no money, he was bankrupt, he had nowhere to stay. It got pretty heady. But I think the most important thing for me, and I think about his story, and was that he was a true local hero, and he was committed to seeing that women didn't continue to be injured by this dreadful law, and he prevailed.
But that entire experience must have also taken quite a toll on your personal life and your relationship with Bert.
Well, we were in it together. We had a common cause, and so it was all right. I was as determined as he was to see that this changed, and I didn't have his strategic skills. I mean, he'd left the army with the rank of lieutenant colonel. He'd been in charge of the military hospital in Yeronga in Brisbane. He was a very experienced soldier and strategic thinker. I didn't have any of those skills, but I did have an understanding of women's lives. I knew how to use the English language. I'm a wordsmith. I was a trained journalist. I knew how to get the message out. So we made a good team.
Mm. a lot of the anti-abortion debate focuses on religion. Was your husband or are you religious people?
Oh, that's a very personal question, Andrew. Bert described himself as a simple peasant. He was a Scot. And yes, he did have a religious belief. We were not churchgoers, and I do too, but that's between me and the higher beings.
I was just wondering if that became a personal struggle for you.
Andrew, the abortion issue for me has never been about fetal life. All right, this is a fantasy that the anti-abortion people make up. It's a mask behind which they hide. They pretend it's about saving fetal life. But if you read the stories in my book, Lost Illegal Abortion Stories, you'll understand how no law and no amount of persecutory behaviours will stop women when they are determined to not mother. These women are the same women who in other occasions will make a decision to mother, right? So the same women both have babies and have abortions. But laws can't determine what they're going to do. They will make that decision, whatever they have to go through. So it's not about saving fetal life, the anti-abortion movement. It's about punishing women. So I have no respect for them at all, and it's certainly not a religious position that has any validity. I mean, the Catholic Church only decided abortion was a sin in the 1860s. Mm. This is not immutable law. This is just made up by men who are looking to control women's behaviour and get them back into domestic service.